Please let us watch for divisions. Anything that may cause division in your body. And the Bible says, having food and raiment, let us be what? Therewith content. When you are looking for something more, why do people have hypertension and strokes? It's because the body is divided. That's when there is division in your life, it will affect your system. There's going to be a negative operation within your system, and your system will shut down. And you must have, you know, few days ago, in our area, some few weeks ago, a house got burned down completely. Because there is a power surge. And it was not only the house that was burnt down, all the cars in that compound got burnt down. And they are not little cars, they are not small cars. Everything got burnt down. Why? There is something that negates the free flow of current. You know, there is a current, there is a regulated current that has been approved to run through our body system. So when the current that was coming into that house, the current that was released, and you must be careful that you do not allow excessive current to be released into your life, because it will push more blood into your brain. And there will be blood, high blood what?
High blood pressure.
It's high blood pressure. That is my own little. When there is high blood pressure, it means that the volume of blood circulating into your body at a time probably supposed to be 30 degrees or 30. No, that's not degrees. What is volume? What do they use for volume? What do they use to calculate volume? Liters or cubic meters or things like that. You know, our body has a regulated amount of blood. I mean, the pressure of blood that must pass through our body system at any time. What causes high blood pressure? Let's say somebody just says that, hey, the things I imported from US, they said that what happened to your blood? There is a pressure. There is a rise in the current that is flowing through your bloodstream. And so it results into high blood pressure. Instead of 30 cubic meters, it probably raises to about 70. And because your brain cannot handle the capacity, it shuts down. And when the brain tries to handle it and leaves it, it results into a negative health complication into the body that the medical people call high blood pressure, leading to strokes. Nobody will have strokes in this place in Jesus' name. Amen. A word is enough for the wise. I'm telling you, a word is enough for the wise. The message that the Lord has brought to us this morning is enough for us. Is enough for us to know that having food and raiment, let's give God praise. Many times we see what God has not done. We don't see what God has done. Before you begin to ask for this, ask for that, why can't you thank God for what He has done? And I tell you, many things God has done, there are so many things God has done that you don't see. They are more than what you see. Give God praise. In everything, give Him praise. If you do not, if you allow your body, if you allow external things that is different from the approved things that God has said, if you have food and if you have raiment, be content. And God did not say you will not get other things. He said, seek first the kingdom of God. All other things shall what? Is that a denier? God never says you are not going to have them. Why are you looking for them? He says all these things, the what? The Gentiles. Seek after. If you seek after those things, you are a Gentile. Do not seek after them. David said, goodness and mercy shall follow me. It is not you that follows goodness and mercy. If you are following a breakthrough, you are following prosperity, if you are following all those things, then you are following a wrong order. The right order is that goodness and mercy must follow you. Please don't run after all these things. And I appreciate very much, and it's also in line with what the Lord has laid in my heart to share. You know, I have a conflict of what to share. Being the last Sunday of the month, of the year, I have a conflict of what to share, but I'm going to tell the footsteps, which I think, you know, I wanted to finish up with the what we started last Sunday, which is the characteristic of the truth. But if I cannot finish up with that today, I will finish up next because we have little time. I want us to be done here as soon as we can. Praise God. I said, praise God. Please, do not allow your mind to be stolen by people who are preying on you. There are so many fowlers today. There are so many fowlers. Who are fowlers? Maybe somebody can define it for us. Who are the fowlers? Okay, let's open our Bible to Psalms chapter 91. I think I want to continue with that warning this morning. We must warn ourselves. We have to warn ourselves. Psalms 9, is it 91?
Yeah.
Maybe verse 2.
Verse 3.
Are we all there? Okay, I'm going to read from, we all know it, especially some of us who do warfare. And I'm sure some of us can read Psalm 91 offhand, right? I think the last time we said we should be reading some verses, somebody read, you know, recited these Psalms offhand. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the... What does it say in your own translation?
It says, surely He saves me from the fowler's snare.
Yes. Is there another one that mentioned that says fowler in a different way? Philip's translation. Sister Ibukun. Oh, okay. He said He shall... That's my prayer for us this morning. I want to know, does anyone have... Is that verse 3?
Yes.
What translation is that? Oh, no wonder. I don't like that translation at all. NIV? American Standard, huh? I like the Yoruba. It's the only Yoruba or Ninu Ikekun. I want Paye Paye. Is that consistent with what good news says? Good news says something different entirely. He said hidden things. In a way, it's not hidden things. Hidden hunters. Fowler are bird hunters. Those who kill. Maybe some of us have been like that before. How many of us have used catapults before? Oh! And many times we have missed. At this last day, I want to hype the warning. There are so many fowlers around who are praying over your soul. May you not fall victim in Jesus' name. There are so many people today who are, how does a fowler work? Sometimes, fowler uses, what does this say? He said, he's going to deliver you from what? He didn't say he's going to deliver you from the fowler. Right? But from what? The snare of the fowler. What's another translation for snare? The trap. The bait. The bait of the fowler. There are so many fowlers around. As a matter of fact, even Jesus calls us fishers of men. We are also fowlers. Yes. But there are some fowlers that they use snare. I remember the first time I was going to fish with line and hook. How many of us have fished with line and hook before? You know, you have used the line. And I used this sophisticated, in those days, we just use local line and hook. But this time, they gave us, my wife and I, they gave us a very, this sophisticated line and hook that you are going to operate. I don't know whether it uses battery or not. You just release it and it goes deep down into the sea. And what were we trying to do? We are trying, we put some baits. Some of the baits we used, they were artificial baits. They were not real. Amen. Please, can you attend to him? Now, some of the baits we used, they used to purchase them. You go to the store and you purchase the bait. They were not real. They were fake. Plastics. They were plastics. You use it and you put it in the hook and you let it down. What are you trying to do? You are trying to kill. You are trying to destroy. You are a wicked soul. Praise God. You know, but the reason why we are doing that is because God has given us authority over those things. He said the beast of the field, the fishes in the ocean, and the birds of the air. Praise God. But we are talking about those, the fowlers, that they are waiting to, they are using snare, things that are so artificial, things that are not real, to hook the souls of the simple. You know, we read it in Romans. The heart of the simple. The Bible says from the time of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven does what?
Suffers
violence, and the violence take it by force. The simple, if the violence take it by force, then the simple has no hope. And the Bible says that with sweet words, they will deceive the minds of the simple. And I want us to be wary of that. And they are now on the increase. Their God is their belly. They are not after your soul. What they are speaking to you that you love so much, it's a bait and it's not real. The reason why they are trying to lure you into that is so that they can have you for themselves. And we have to be very careful today. And listen, there is no way we can know a false prophet. That is why they are called false prophets. If you think you know them, you are deceiving yourself. Because the Bible says that there will be so many in the last days that if it were possible, they would deceive the very elect. And that puts us into a grave danger. Because if you think you know them, you are deceiving yourself. There is nothing to suggest that they are fake. And I tell you, sometimes I share with my wife, when the Lord begins to point my eyes or my attention to some personalities, to some preachers, I'm not trying to say one is of the devil, one is this, but sometimes when the Lord gives me revelation about some people, I wrestle with God, I query God. I say, God, that person, and no sir, I don't believe. I mean, if this person is this, then all of us, we are dead. Listen. The fish in the ocean, when it sees a bait, it thinks it's food. There is not everything you see that is food. It is not every blessing that you must take. It is not every opportunity that is from God. It's not every message that quotes the Bible that is of God. It's not every gathering that is unto the Lord. They may mention the name of Jesus. They may do praise worship. They may pray. They may do everything. But that does not mean that it is of God. And we have to be very careful. The Bible says that they lie in wait for the souls of the simple. And the Bible says the Lord will deliver you. Let somebody say, the Lord will deliver me from the snare of the fowler. There is no way a fish can know that the what does the fish eat in the sea? It eats worm. Smaller fishes. Now, the same fish that has been eating worm without being caught also sees another worm. Is there going to be any reason why you would doubt that this worm is going to kill him? There are many preachers out there, they are preaching what we want to listen to. Why do you go to prophets? I know some of us still consult. Be careful. It's Jesus only. Amen. There is no way, you know, when somebody says somebody sees, I was in a place some time ago, and a man just came to me, and he downloaded my life history to me, including my mom, including my father, how my mom died, how my father died. In fact, I'm supposed to prostrate and say, I will worship you till I die. I'm not impressed. They know. If you are looking for those who know, they know. That they know is not a rubber stamp that they have the Spirit of God. If somebody tells you all your life history and tells you things that are accurate, that does not is not a rubber stamp that is of God. If they do not convince you, they cannot have you. They have to convince you before they harvest you. And it is what you know, it is what you are looking for. Maybe you are looking for a solution to a particular problem. Probably you have a challenge in your place of work, and somebody calls you and says, and he begins to tell you the problem, and he tells you what to do. Will you believe or not? Of course we believe. But listen, look at what Paul says to the Galatian church. He said, if we or an angel says something different, and what is that different? He says, if they preach any other gospel aside from the gospel that we have preached to you, let him be what? Let him be accursed. What does that mean? There is only one gospel. Listen to me. There is only one gospel. And that gospel is only the gospel of Jesus, and it's about eternal life. The gospel is not about prosperity. It's not about blessing. It's not about breakthrough. It's not about go and bring salt and come into you. Bring salt when you are coming next Sunday. It's not about go and bring the key to represent your you know, I had a poster. They said, when you are coming for the watch night, you know, watch night service, bring a key. It's going to be a master key. It's not of God, though. I don't care what you say. It's not of God. You say it's faith booster. If faith is abstract, faith is in you. If faith is not in you, it cannot be in what you are holding. We are looking for a tangible God. We are looking for something to hold to represent that God. Whether God is physical or it's not physical, you have to believe God is in your heart. How many of us are believers here? How many of us follow Jesus? Have you ever seen Jesus? Have you ever seen him? Are you following him? Why are you following the person you do not see? Why are you saying that until I... That was what... what's the name of this man that said until I touch him? Thomas did. He did not believe. He said until I see, until I touch. And Jesus showed himself. He told him something. Blessed are those who without seeing. What is that trying to say? Thomas was not blessed. Thomas was not blessed because he did not believe. Why did the children of Israel not get to the promised land? Because of unbelief. Unbelief is like the sin of idolatry. You don't have to say, and that is why when we talk about church is not the physical building. Are we a church here or not?
Yes.
It does not matter where we meet. Thank God for our brother's house. This place is big enough. It's a big place. Let's say this place is not as big as this. Is this still a church? If we meet in the room, is this still a church?
Yes.
If we meet under the tree, is it still a church?
Yes.
So why do we crave for a building with an altar, with a decorated pulpit, it is good. Listen, we must come to the understanding of what some things are. Praise God. There's nothing wrong in using a pulpit to preach. It's a platform. It is the attachment that you have on that. I told you last week, it was in a Bible study. I was in a place and the preacher there said everybody should leave the aisle and the chairs and the pews, and they should come to the altar and kneel down at the altar and begin to say, God help me, God help me, God help me. I was the only one. I did not leave that seat, and I was the only one in the whole congregation who did not leave the seat. I don't care what people say. They now come to the altar. They now kneel down with reverence. If you don't leave the altar, will God not help you? Why the altar? Praise God. Please, let us be careful of the snare of the fowler. They are the increase. As I am talking, some people are starting their ministry. And it's a ministry of the snare of the fowler. It's not a ministry unto God. I was preaching somewhere, and I know that I injured the theology of so many preachers. And I told them, I said, no ministry will make heaven. I said, God is not looking for your ministry. There's nothing that concerns God with your ministry. And they were looking, what is this man saying? What is Jesus coming for?
Church.
He's coming for his church. And I was looking at the expression of one man. The man I said, ministry. The man frowned. And I also said the same thing. I said, what is Jesus coming for? He said, joy. He said, it's true. Jesus is not coming for ministry. Ministry is what you do to affect people. And when you affect people, you meet together as a church. If you do not meet as a church, God is not coming for an individual. It's not like God is coming for you. No, he's coming for his church. The best thing you can do is that you must be a member of that church. He's coming for his church. You have to be a member of that church. He's not coming for ministry. Ministry is yours. Ministry is our attempt to share with others what the Lord is making us to know. But God is not coming for ministry. Look at this church, for instance. And that is why when the Lord made me to understand that truth, ministry is good. Don't get me wrong. You can have ministry. Ministry is good. Whatsoever the Lord is calling you into, the Lord is calling me to a teaching ministry, and I teach effectively. Very soon, by the grace of God, we'll be on the radio. You know, I teach, it's about what the Lord has deposited in you. You are trying to what? Make it, you know, push it to people. But then, whether you have 1,000 ministry, there must be a local church where you meet with brethren, if the church does not release you or pray for you or realize the gifting of God in your ministry, is in vain. That may be a hard truth. But we must stop playing church. Do you know the problem we have? I was telling my wife maybe last week or this past week, I think I had a statement that purportedly said by a well-known minister of God, which I think was misconstrued. They said, Kumuyi said something. Maybe some of us, how many of us heard that statement? Mm. I didn't hear it very well. What did he say, Jerry?
He said, Christmas is idolatry.
Yes. Did he go for that?
What he said,
all right. And some people are taking him up. I have no regrets to say, in all the ministers of God in Nigeria, I only respect two people, and I won't tell them. I won't tell you their names. All others, I know there are good people I don't know. But from the people I know, and I may not know them very well, but the little I know about some people, I only respect two people. If I mention them, you may accept one. You will not accept the other. Should I tell you their name? I know you want to know. Say it. You are wrong. I only respect two preachers, Kumuyi and Tunde Bakari. Yes, Those are the two people I respect in this land. I'm not saying that those ones are not men of God. There are some people I admire their individual life, but I don't admire their ministry. I admire them. They are good people, wonderful people. I know I love them. They are wonderful people, but I do not admire their ministry. I may be wrong, but that is my personal opinion. It doesn't concern you. If you too, you have your own. If you like secondary and Pamelary. I know that's your choice. Like them. It's for your own. It's for your own instruction. Yes. You see, until leaders like that begin to tell the truth. Why don't they want to tell the truth? If you have 1 million people gathered together in one place and you cannot tell the truth, why? Because you are afraid that they are going to leave. Jesus was in the same situation. Thousands of people gathered together and they were hailing him, oh Baba, Baba, everything is Baba, 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 Daddy, 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 hey, hey. And Jesus began to tell them the truth. Let the truth be told in those gatherings. They will have nobody again. But they are afraid that they don't want to lose them. Why? Because of the pastor, they were saying the other time, died because of their pocket and their. Please don't fall snare. We are very small here. Somebody said maybe the reason why you are telling the truth is because you are not many, and the tithe and offering are not big. Say, but when the tithe and offering becomes big, you'll be afraid. Probably this man is the group managing director of NNPC, and anytime you say lift up your tithe, you know, when I was pastoring the other church some times ago, when some people stands up with their tithe, I'm always very happy. Okay, can we rise with our tithe? And some people rise with an envelope. When I see them, I say, oh, glory to God. I know that there is something they are holding. When they drop it, the offering bowl will break. Let's say this she's the GMD of NNPC. This is the general manager of this bank. And collectively, in that Sunday, do you know churches make as much as 3 million, 4 million every Sunday? Yes, every Sunday, 5 million. It's bullion van that comes to church to collect money now. It's bullion van. And we now, because of one truth, destroy 5 million in 1 week without tax. If you know the truth, know it for yourself, know it for your life. No tax. 2 million. I'll just be encouraging you, brothers and sisters. God is a good God. I say, God is a good God. Let somebody shout hallelujah. I will make sure that I address the situation. And somebody told me, said, the reason why you are telling the truth is because there is no... And you know what I said? May God never take me there. May God never take me there in Jesus' name. Say amen.
Amen.
Please, remind me of this prayer. If at all something happened, I will remember that. I will not even get there in Jesus' name. Until, if we have the notion that somebody is the big man up there that tells people what to do and they respond back to him, that is not church. Church is fellowship. Church is sharing what the Lord is putting in your heart. Yes, there are leaders, but the leaders are not usurpers. The leaders are not lions. Somebody said a leader is a lion, and I beg to disagree. A leader is not a lion. If a leader is a lion, he will eat everybody. And that is exactly what they are doing. Milking everybody dry. You will not fall into the snare of the fowler in Jesus' name.
Amen.
When you put bait into the hook, your prayer is that one fish will be unfortunate enough to do what? To grab it. As the fish is innocently, the fish may even be praising God. Lord, I thank you for giving me this meal. I just don't know that it is that same meal that will do what? There are so many meals, there are so many programs and activities, there are so many prayer meetings, there are so many sermons that we listen to and we are praising God. But those things will do what? Will affect the physiology and the composition of our spiritual makeup. Yoruba says, Ikun jogede. Three weeks ago. My wife was weighing a particular weight. And everybody was saying, oh, you have slimmed down. No thanks to Christmas. And no thanks to the kitchen. When you are taking chicken, taking malt, and you know, boom, there is addition. What you have labored to shed, the weight you have labored to shed, you have now added it with pleasure. You shed 5 pounds in 2 months. You gain 10 pounds in 4 days. Two steps forward, 4 steps backward. Is that progress? Please let us run away. There are some messages that they are very good. They are designed. Oh my God. Even if Jesus was not careful. I'm telling you, the only thing is just that don't even stay there. Once you stay there, oh, the ruler. I am telling you, because they are carefully and deliberately crafted. You cannot fault it. Please be careful. A fish that sees the worm is praising God. Lord, I thank you for this meal. As he takes the worm, what happens? That is the end. There are some people, they will forever regret the day they met a man of God. There are some people, they will ever regret the day they walk into a ministry. We may be small here, but we are telling you the truth. We may not be driving the type of car, we may not be living the type of life, you know, but we are telling you the truth. One day I want to stand before. I live my life as if that day is the last day in my life. I'm not afraid of death, though. If you go to my Twitter handle, you know, initially I wrote the born servant of the Lord. I think last week I changed it to live is Christ and to die is gain. What is in this world? If this is the way I am thinking, before I got married, I will never get married. Yes. Yes. What is in the world? The Bible says all that are in the world. You know, the Bible study we are studying, 1 John chapter 2. It said, love not the world and what?
Things.
Two things. World is one thing. The things in the world are another. You may not love the world, but you may love the things in the world. You may not love the things in the world, you may love the world. Two things. If this is where I'm thinking, I will not get married though. What is in the world? Sometimes I even pray, you two come now. You think it's frustration? It's not frustration. And I look at all the injustice in the world, you know, and I pray, anytime I'm praying, let your kingdom come. I pray it with God, let your kingdom come. What is in this world? Don't run after this world. Don't run after the things in the world. It's not worth it. It's not what? All that are in the world. They can be summarized in three things. Number one, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. They are not of God. See, Babalawo has failed people. The devil is no longer in the devil is in the church. You think the devil is still somewhere in the village? The devil is cosmopolitan in nature. Is what? The devil knows that it is little return. Please. The devil knows now that he gets little return from Babalawo witch doctor. His little return. His maximum return is in the church. Did you read what the book of Thessalonians says? He said, as God, he sits in the temple and is being worshipped as God. By who? By people who are sincerely worshipping, not knowing whom they are worshipping. Are they sincere? Yes, they are sincere. Are they calling the name of God? Yes, they are calling the name of God. The Bible says that Satan also, he disguises himself as what? Angel of light. The Lord will deliver you from the snare of the fowler. There are so many fowlers all around looking for your soul. They have messages that are, they have a better way of delivering their message. They have wonderful scriptures. They have things that you cannot fault. Amen. Please don't be swept away by the deceit. The Bible says, by vain words and fair speeches, they deceive the mind of the simple. In one of our messages, please, how many people receive the weekly SMS here? Okay. In one of the last listings, somebody took me up. And we said Jesus did not call preachers as motivational speakers, but to live a life of service to God. And somebody took me up there and said, but we also need, even in Facebook, somebody said that without signs and wonders, these people will not believe. And somebody also took me up and said, what do you mean? He said, God calls some people. I said, that is God. I said, Jesus did not call people. I didn't say God. Did he call Peter to be a motivational speaker? Is that today? If that is why Jesus died and that is the commission Jesus gave to people, then you don't need to be a Christian to be a motivational speaker. You don't need to be born again. The greatest motivational speakers on earth are not Christians. They are not. They may use Bibles. In those days when we read the book of Norman Vincent Peale and tough times don't last, tough people do, and stuff like that. You don't need to be a Christian. It's just like sharing philosophy and using some Bible passages there. Does that make you a Christian? No, it doesn't. Please, when you are looking for something else, when you're looking for something more, if you do not appreciate what you have now, you'll be looking for something, you'll be looking for more that you don't need. Thank God for what you have. Thank God for where you are. Thank God for everything about you. The Bible says you are fearfully and you are wonderfully made. The moment you begin to see what you don't have, the moment you begin to see, oh, look at what that person has. I don't have this. I don't have that. If that is your mindset, you better repent today. Because those things that you see that you don't have, they will provide it for you. Don't you think that's the problem of Sarah? It was Sarah herself. You know, it was Sarah that destroyed. It's always women. Anywhere you see problem, I'm sorry to say. Somebody said, no women, no crime. I'm not saying that women are bad. But I'm saying that because of the nature of woman, the devil can easily, does what? The devil can usually go through them. Because, you know, better is a man that have agidi. Until a devil shall bara. Tole batik be. Agidi jogun lo, anybody? Bi to tin pofo wo kini kan lo sa won lade lara yen eh kini kan lo o wa ko fortibo agbagbe o bo fort wa lenu e o di o le pa emi o. Have you ever seen some people before? They are so bold. It's not that they have anything, but they are so bold. They say, wo a ma para wa ni wo gan ko di da fun e ma so fun e pe elomi ade ba lo gan baba were. How can you call yourself baba were? But I'm telling you that ento ba ni agidi. Say God told Sarah the promise. Listen, wait on God. Don't go before God. God may be slow, but he will deliver. And God will not take your path. He has his own expressway. You might have carved out an expressway for God. When I do it this way, all of them bodies in the sky. When Sarah, God told Sarah, in the first instance, she laughed, number one. What was her second thing? She lied. She laughed. She lied. She lied to God. Sarah, did you laugh? But when the promise tarried, who went to Abraham? Who went to Abraham? It was Sarah that said, look, this is my... And Abraham too, yeah. But you know, Emil, show. They just do it. And after that, it was the same Sarah. When is Isaac tarries, Ishmael will come. But remember that Ishmael is not the seed of promise in your life. The devil can make faster provision for your life in place of God. You must have the spirit of discernment. Opportunities come. It is not all opportunities that are from God. It is not all job openings. It is not all relationships that are of God. You have to be able to have discernment. There are some things that look so super. If you don't have the voice of God, I always, every time I remember Eliab, I'm always very afraid. Even if a prophet could miss it, Prophet Samuel could miss it, then anybody can miss it here. If Paul could miss it, if Peter could miss it, anybody can miss it here. It takes God. You know, it was God that restored those people. When Samuel saw Eliab, he said, surely. He even said, surely. I don't know how many surely you have said. There are some things that you have said, surely God is here and God is not there. Didn't Elijah say the same thing? When there was fire on the mountain. Some people, when we go to a prayer meeting and everything is hot, dang, 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 you say, ah, oh, call the name of Jesus 7 times. If you call him 1 time, could he not listen, would he not answer? Must it be 7? I'm not saying 7 times is not, I'm not saying no to it. I'm not saying no. And I said something the other time. If you want to cast out a demon, if the demon will not go, if you do like this, I ask you to come out in the name of Jesus. If the demon will not come out that way, if you break your head on that demon, you will not come out. We are talking of command. Demon, they don't care about your action. We are talking of command. Does the general officer command it? He wants to command his battalion. He now says, ah! I say go! Does he need to do that? What does he need to do? If you want to cast out the demon, if you touch the demon and say, come out in Jesus' name, and the demon does not come out, don't even be saying, I say, in the name of Jesus, hey, come out! Hey, ah! Hey, It can be a mistake now. The demon will not come out. The demon will not come out. I know there is a place of emotion, but don't think that it is that emotion that will bring the result. The emotion is there, is for you. The money. The prayer that anybody will pray and God will answer. God will answer them. If anybody says, Father, let there be prosperity in the name of this man in Jesus' name. God will answer. Did will answer. Tell the shepherd to come and pray the same prayer. I watched one film. Afasule. Somebody bought a car. He now said he should come. Let me pray for you. You know, say, ah! You bought a car. You bought a car. Come, let me pray for you. Oh, that's my. I said, hey, sorry. You see, don't let us think that emotion is everything. Don't let us think that feeling is everything. When we go to a setting and we see a lady that is lifting up her hands, and you see the music, you see the instrumental, you see the drum set, and everything is well set, and the thing is lifting you up to heaven, and you are crying and shedding tears, and you lift up your hands and say, oh la la, hallelujah, God, the person leading you is coming from sin. Not coming from, he's living in sin. And there is a manifestation of the spirit. The question is, what spirit? If you don't have discernment of sin or discernment of the spirit, you will have done la 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 la. And God is not there. There are so many things that God is not there. We have to understand where God is. God is a God of simplicity. God is where you never accept by the spirit of God. Sometimes you enter into a place, you look at every one of them that one will be a repeat, bye-bye, and God says, stay there. If a old Elijah, who just battled with how many prophets of Baal? 400. Battled with all of them. And he was now expecting God. And earthquake came, he said, God is here. And God was not there. Thunder came, he said, God is here. And God was not there. And fire came, he said, God is here. And God was not there. It means that we can also miss it. How did God now come to Elijah? After he has slept, he has dissipated all the energy. You better go and dissipate your energy. There are some of us, we have too much energy when it's come to the things of God. It is good, but you must understand where it is. You must understand its placement in the things of God. That it is not anything that is of God, has nothing to do with emotion or physical. God is spirit. If your spirit does not align with God, there is no acrobatic display that can bring God. Have you ever been praise worship where they have a special way of bringing God? Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Reba Shandria. Hey. Oh, Reba. And as they are doing it, the keyboard is also doing what? The drum said, and when the thing is, you say, oh, it's a feeling, no? God is not a feeling. God is not a feeling, no? If you go to a place that you see a lot of feeling, you better run. I run. I'm not saying don't express your feeling. I hope you get me right. There are some of us that share only because you don't have any yet again. There are some people that we are at different emotional levels. And I'm not saying don't express your emotion. I'm not saying that. Even as I'm speaking to you, when I travel, when I see the white people, I always say, what is wrong with these people? One come out will be too low. By the time you look at them, what's the thing that when they kill you, what's it something? I think my wife, we were in Maryland some time ago. And after the message, a lady came to us. You remember, a lady came, one black lady. It was a white church. But that lady is about the one or two black people that were there. The lady came and she was weeping. She was crying. I'm going to bed soon. Kiwa la sotin pale kwa. Ita man son le jile ilongwe kwa te. Ima pan son kwa. What I'm speaking today, if it were to be there, be weeping in soprano, some people in bass, some people in the alto. You'll be hearing different one. Some people will just stand up and say, well, sir, what shall we do? I said, look, in Nigeria. How to my wife? Eh? Good old soccer. Until you, that is why people go into emotion. Ah! Mind try. The guys. You now stay in one place, eh? Shall we? Do you understand? How about you, Yolenu? Enter in Yolenu. I tell you, the day I understand my ministry, I say, Abajo. I don't answer, dear. Like, just simple word. A woman wrote to me just 2 days ago. She read the book. Okay, even before then, somebody read the I Know Your Works. And he said, please, can you give me the website where I can get the books? I want to buy as many copies as possible. I want to send it to people here, send it to people this, send it to people there. I said, David, down. On the line, finally. Somebody said, oh, we're there in Koye, it's a meal. We're in the middle of And this person read this completely and he said, I'm giving it to this. And when I looked at this thing, you already bought some copies. And I was sharing this morning with my wife. Oh, there's interamant emotion, you. If you want to see emotion, I'll teach you. Ah, I say. Somebody lift up your hand. I can feel the presence of God rising in men. Oh, glory. Oh, that sister, come on. Stand on your feet. By this time of tomorrow, people will believe in Nigeria. People will believe in my good. We will now be reading something. I beg continue on the Ghana Kagwe. I'm sure some of those are going to be close. Please, sugarcoat. If something is too sweet, what did I tell you? If something is too, they say something is too good to be true. It's perhaps not true. Please, there are snares against our souls. Please watch out for it. If somebody say that, if somebody is giving you testimony, oh God, good God, I see God lifting you up. Hey, your mommy, who was so equipped in 2014, perfect, do you know about the tell me? Why prophet tell me? Ask my wife. The prophet that downloaded my life, are they God, Mungo? Are they not so correct? They won't even correct, they will have rejected. You won't even correct. And he came to answer, yes, you are right. So what do you want me to do? Please, don't look for miracles. Miracles must look for you. Goodness and mercy must follow you. This 2014, listen, there is a truth. You know, we are treating the topic characteristic of the truth. There is a truth you have to understand. Don't run around for miracles. Run all the way for God. When you see God, miracles will drop. If you are running for miracles, you want to get miracles, you want to get blessings, it's a wrong. Am I right? Wrong. Please, there are snares. My prayer this morning is that every snare that the enemy has against you, this year, the greatest snare that the enemy is using against you is for you to believe in lie. Listen, the Bible says you will know the truth, and truth will set you free. If you know the truth, nobody will go. If you know the truth, and that is why most leaders don't want their followers to know the truth. Because once they know the truth, they are set free. If you know the truth will set you free. Go for truth this coming year. Don't wait until somebody's there. Don't look, if you are looking for sweet words, we have sweet words. And you cannot have sweet words and go scot free. You cannot have prophetic message and go scot free. In your library, come out with your doctor. The Lord will deliver us from the snare of the fowler. There are the fowlers who are using bait to draw us. They are on the radio. They are on the TV. They are on their newspapers. They are everywhere. They use Bible. The devil does not use Quran. The devil is using Bible. The devil is a Christian. Maybe you don't know the devil is a Christian. He knows the Bible. God is not calling us to be Christians. He's calling us to follow Jesus. There are so many Christians who will go to hell. God is calling us to follow Jesus. I'm not a religious person, no. And probably by now you know it. I am not a religious person at all. Because religion belongs to the devil. I want us to bow down our hearts this morning and pray, Lord, deliver me from the snare of the fowler. Deliver me from the snare of the fowler. Fowler are those who are looking for praise, who are looking for what to eat. Deliver me from them, Lord. Deliver me from the fowlers. Deliver me from Satan parading as preachers of righteousness. Parading as workers of God. Parading as those who have the word of truth in their mouth. I just pray that the truth, we will go for the truth in 2014. We will be set free. One of the things that truth does is that it sets free. There is no truth that does not set free. If you are still in bondage, it's an indication that you have not received the truth. Truth sets free all the time. I want you to pray for the truth. Lord, let my heart yearn for the truth. Let my heart go for the truth. Let my heart desire the truth. Every lie that I have received so far, every lie that I've been wrapped with a paper of the truth, Lord, give me discernment of spirits to know and give me strength to run.